This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hey. Hi.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, TikTok is a thing. Seems to be. You scowl at me.
I won't. Even if it's like, career, whatever. Like,
you're not going.
Hey,
to.
So I'll go on TikTok. I'd be like, no.
Smear the career.
Not doing it. That was a different game. It was like Oklahoma, but for people of alternate lifestyle.
You don't make your own little. You're not TikToking. You're not TikTok.
It's too hard. It is too hard to make a video.
It's too flashy. It's like watching a Twitch stream. It's like I can't follow. I know a guy that's, I guess you'd call him a day trader. His little home office has four computer screens in there.
Sweet.
Sweet. You look, your eyes going everywhere.
He said day trading.
Oh, I didn't say gay.
Day.
Money.
Day.
All right, so there's a...
Tally my bananas.
I ain't tallying nothing.
Cooking term out there for you chefs, fat boy. It's going around on TikTok.
Well, hang on. I got the other part mastered. I'm the eater, not the chefer.
Oh, sorry.
You're thinking of something else.
I don't like chefing.
It's called water-based cooking. So it's basically...
That's what you're doing Guantanamo
everything,
Bay.
Just being waterboarding. Boiled, steamed, and cooked as we're talking about soups and stews.
You know
stews.
What? It's going back to that. Because I remember when I was a kid, everybody in my family started buying woks.
Oh, yeah, the big pans.
Bamboo-looking thing.
I love steams. I use my wok all the time.
I like them on the beach or in the park.
Well, I like to stir-fry vegetables.
Sometimes I do it backwards and I have a moonwalk. Shut up. How dare you laugh at that?
That's the tagline. We talked about it the other day. A lot of people are trying to buy TikTok. A lot of companies. Microsoft's one.
But when you find out the reason why they want to do it, like, think about the power. Let's think of a good way to word this, Matt.
Matt.
So much money spent for PayPal as a entity, but they're making 0.0003 or 0.004% of every transaction.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like nothing.
But well, they're in with Venmo's the same, right? Like the same company.
Same, yeah. And now it's like somehow PayPal, like on most things, online checkout now, it used to be it'd show all the credit cards, Amex, Discover, all the different ones. And now it almost always defaults to PayPal. Like, not even, it was Apple Pay for a while, I noticed, but now it all defaults to PayPal. Like, it's an entity. But look at every transaction and take, it sounds like literally like a crap meme coin you would buy in crypto, but you take that and then do it times a billion.
God,
it's the Walmart model, man.
Yeah, and it takes care of itself with virtually no overhead.
It's the Bezos model. I mean, Bezos took Sam Walton and put it on the internet, and God.
There you go.
Okay, so back to
crazy,
this, back
or was
to this,
it Bill Walton? I forget.
Back to the story. Why are people boiling everything? Because you think it would take the flavor out, right?
Well, it kills germs, right?
Well, water based is supposed to be healthier.
Germans.
Then
you're thinking of
the other frying, sautéing, baking, air frying, or grilling, which is supposed to be the worst.
Grilling. Well, it depends on what you go. Are you going after good, clean food, or you want tasty food? Like, the George Foreman grill would cook it fast, but all the goodness would drip out.
Yeah, and it would be very dry.
That's what they say about the old Peter Luger's in New York City. The steakhouse, the real famous one. They got the pan. They're like, they'll clean the pan, but like, it hasn't been washed in years.
How do you really say it?
Lugal?
What's the difference between boiling than using it? I use an Instapot all the time. That's how I cook my rice.
Those could blow up.
Those are vape pens, right?
No.
It's like the cooking equivalent of a vape.
Oh, is
well,
it?
Well, it steam cooks. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, you have to get
like
the time.
Like the old locomotives.
It's a jobber fry daddy.
Well, it makes the rice is
why are there not fry really mommies?
There were fry babies.
Who's cooking them more, you know?
They yeah. got scrub daddies.
I know.
Scrub.
Sugar daddies.
Sugar babies.
I have an air fryer. I like that.
Baby's daddies. Baby's mama's mama.
Baby's day out.
Many but you others. Can you can roast chicken on the air fryer. And
coconut
it's not,
chicken?
It's not all dried out.
I may be one of the last people that doesn't have an air fryer. Never have had an air fryer.
I don't have one. I have one, but I don't have one
I don't
now.
Like the fact that they're just so commercialized. I have a frown daddy. I don't like scrubbing with
well,
a smile.
The thing
I'm
is,
not happy while doing it.
It shouldn't be.
That somebody was telling me about the plate that's on the air fryer. If you wear that out a lot, it could be toxic.
It's hard to keep clean. And they used to make filters for them.
Yeah.
Big fit, but they're hard to find. Especially
why though?
I don't know. They should make them for all, you know, air fryers. It's just so hard to get.
Yeah, but like, is it... What was the coating that they was it Teflon?
It's the Teflon coating that I'm talking about.
Yeah, but didn't they say though that after using those after like 2 years, like you're literally melting some of the Teflon onto your food each
yeah,
time?
That's
it's right. Like a water bottle. They're now saying like don't use them more than 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because it literally the bacteria will embed into the plastic.
The metal.
That's what they're saying about black plastics. You know, your black spatulas and
well,
all that crap.
Look at
yeah.
this. I got black. Is that bad?
Real yeah. bad, Paige.
We're saying the black plastics definitely.
You're
going to
get leukemia in your fingers.
Stop.
Yeah. No, I don't know about
that. You
imagine
that. You follow all these, you make it to like 90. You're like, wow, I made it this far. I followed all these studies.
I did all this.
I avoided
okay.
everything ever made to man, and I'm here.
Because.
But you never enjoyed anything.
It's like I was talking about the other day with the price of glass. Like, that's the best thing for liquids uh-huh. is glass. Like, you look at the old apothecaries and stuff, it wasn't lack of. Well, it was part of the war efforts to get all the steel and the iron and everything, but like it was all glass, but most of our stuff's e-commerce now, and mailing glass, trust me, is you got to bubble wrap the F out of them. And but, I meant the...
But you know why I like...
Frivolities.
The Instapot and the air fryers, because you can time it perfectly to make your dinner.
They're great.
Timed out perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that with the oven too, but it takes a little longer.
Well, not my oven's tricky. Like, it's hard to kind of gauge, like, okay. I feel like you don't really get hot, like, during the preheat. You get hot later. But the air fryer, boom, like, it's instant.
Yeah.
And some chefs will tell you, you don't need an air fryer. They're bad for you.
But, like, is a microwave truly still, like, they say the ones from the 70s and 80s were legit bad. But, like, the ones, are they still selling them where, yeah, you're radiating yourself?
I don't know, man, but it's like, probably. Your phone gives off radiation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, some people's armpits do. You know, so something's going to get you.
When you say that, I instantly like, I'm like, God, because you're the
today.
Kind of passive aggressive would say something like that. Like, God, is it me? I used to say it all the time.
You're smuggling onions under those suckers, buddy?
Probably me.
I know, like yesterday, Paige, something's burning in here. And I'm like, God, do I stink or something? Turns
price.
Out there was a wire burning in the ceiling.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
There wasn't a fart or a bunch of farts before.
No,
finally
wasn't.
I found out why I was smelling. Like, I was smelling smoke all
but
time.
Wasn't it weird? Like you said to someone who works in the office right across, they didn't smell anything. Do you smell any cancer in the building right now? Are you like one of them cats at a nursing home?
Probably.
Probably? Come on.
You probably do. Well, you're a
weirdo.
I'd hate to have a nose that works that good.
Like, my grandson, he's like a little animal. Like, animals, you know, because they can't talk, they sniff a lot. And I've noticed that with him. Like, he's big sniffer.
You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing, J-Man? No, don't worry about it.
But see, the older you get, the less you can smell. So that's really, you know, he should enjoy it.
I always
it
just tell him
can.
It's a
he can smell
it's a polecat.
All the notes.
It's not Grandpa burning a wheel behind the barn.
And a fragrance. He can smell all the notes.
Right.
Out there burning a wheel, all Googling space movies.
Mm-hmm. All the notes. A little hint of this, a little hint of that.
No. Like if it's like one of the fragrances that I know, it's sponge sugar, vanilla, patchouli, iris.
Oh.
I think of
who lives in a pineapple under the tree, sponge, vanilla, square pants.
So
I think of a certain town when I hear patchouli. Smell the patchouli.
Asheville?
Well, close. Yeah.
Asheville? Patchouli's good.
When you smell patchouli, you're going to smell cigarette smoke. They just go together.
Yeah.
Used to the northern end of Greenville Mall, they had a head shop in it. It's called O Calcutta. And it just, it was, oh man, do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was an Indian family that ran it. And it was like, you needed a drug rug, you needed a
rain stick.
Anything you wanted. You wanted, I'm going to say Jeff Garcia, Jerry Garcia, tapestry. Hey, maybe a Jeff Garcia, who knows?
Big Niners fans in there could have been.
I'd have a Steven Garcia tapestry, but that's here, they're there.
Could have been the same family that owns like 25 McDonald's. I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking about Burger King.
Could have been the same family.
Burger King, it's franchise.
Well, you know what? You rule, so there you go.
Yeah.
They know how to build you up at least.
Also, who's the voice behind the screen?
I hate those.
Burger King, you rule.
And not just there, everywhere. I hate them. I hate
it's
them.
It's like, they have all this enthusiasm. Okay, I'm ready. All right, what you want? What you, like, where's the pleasant voice that started off this conversation?
Well, they don't like people talk to them. Like, can I take your order today? And you get like, I ain't ready yet. He's talking to a robot. Like, I'm making them fries fast for you.
I noticed on the screen here, it doesn't say no onions. Did you hear me say no onions? Yeah, I heard you. Okay, but will that be communicated to the person preparing the food? I'm working both sides of this. I don't need to put it on the screen.
It's not as good as the Burger King chick that says, is that going to complete your order? Well, yeah, it is.
Plus, get rid of the second window. It's confusing. Don't use it for storage area for the cups.
Oh, yeah. They do it in a
I
brand new.
I sit there sometimes forever, and the woman will wave her hand down like I'm down here.
So brand you didn't new restaurant.
The second window. The first window is the first window.
That's
brand new
pay.
Ones they just built. They still use the first window for storage. I got to ask him, which window?
Brick it up.
It's like, I'm sorry, it's the second window.
Yeah.
How about the front window? How about just walk through the front and get it?
Why don't you go in and get your food?
Nah. Like you say, I rule, but I don't feel like it.
I don't feel like I rule.
I'm not getting the treatment.
At least Chick-fil-A says it was their pleasure, although sometimes they don't now, I noticed.
Yeah, I noticed. It's like,
sometimes they don't.
Do they even say your name anymore? Thank you, sir.
Not since I started using dirty words.
Ask me if I want extra condiments because, you know, I'm overweight. I'm like, okay, wow.
Just assume. Okay.
Yeah.
You want They're more like, dipping sauce?
What's the background of your family name, Oxhard? I don't understand.
I did get excited for a coupon, and they were like, here's a coupon. I'm like, well, it ain't enough. So, like, it's only four. It's not
free,
ten.
Free lemonade?
No, like, it was a free four. Let's just say whatever item it is, it was in a four count, but I would prefer a ten.
Let me jump in on the tail end of this. So when you go to CVS and it's taking 15 minutes for the receipt to come out, and it's like really, really long, look at them, though, because the other day I got buy one, 50% off of something I just bought. So I turned around, went back in, bought another one, got a half off.
Well, you got to wait forever for the thing.
They run out in like 3 days, so you got to look at that. That's another helpful hint from Matthew.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
I nominate you for an award for creating that segment introduction, Fat Boy.
You know, I appreciate you, but I think somebody else has to do it before they consider it. It's like insider trading if you do it or something like
so,
that.
So, I know. It's like that time I tried to nominate myself for a Jefferson Award. I went downstairs to, I had some business downstairs, some paperwork at me. That's be called. All right. Fat Boy, take it away. Win this thing. It's not
oh,
a battle.
Lord.
You know, kids like to. Kids love animals. They really do. And that's how you can tell if you got an evil kid or not. You know, if he's mean to animals or whatnot. But anyway, this kid wanted to hold a bird. So he holds the bird. It's a cardinal. But the bird, I guess the bird didn't want to be held.
Yeah.
So, look, sometimes they say kids say the damnedest things, right?
They do.
Well, this one definitely did right here. Might be the first time he ever cussed. That's the bird.
Ow. Ow. What the Ow. Why did he bite me?
Aww. Okay, will you, well, I don't know if you have time to play it again, but
I will, regardless.
So he's going and picking up the bird, and the bird's biting him, and he just screams the S word for some reason over and over again.
Yeah, it's a, it's a cardinal, and he's picking it up, and it, like, in his hand, he's not squeezing it too hard, but the cardinal's biting, like, he reaches down to bite his hand, like, around it.
Okay.
Where in the hell is it? Give me a second here. Here we go. Get my damn mouse! Sorry, here we go.
Ow! Ow! What the Ow! Why did he bite me?
Kid, mom's trying not to laugh because he says, what the S?
What the S?
I played the laugh for you, you know, ad nauseum, they say, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Who's laughing and about what? I'm going to play the clip, and if you can't understand it, I'll tell you what happened. And I'll go ahead and tell you who it is. Cameron and Mace have a podcast, and they're good buddies.
Of course they do.
They went to high school together, you know, followed each other's careers, whatnot.
Yeah.
So what's popular right now is, as you're going around as a topic, is old Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
So Cameron's talking about the Diddy trial, and then you hear Mace laugh. But if you can't understand what they're talking about, I'll tell you what it is, because this is a shock. It surprised people.
Is Mace still a preacher?
No, he's not.
Really?
I don't think so.
Backslider.
He doesn't talk like he's one.
Backslider.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's a pretty funny clip, though.
I was watching the P. Diddy trial. It's a named the Punisher came in here yesterday. Was he running around Bad Boy back in the days, Murder? Named the Punisher. Who was the Punisher? Was he security back in the Who's the Punisher? The male prostitute?
Yeah, I never met him.
I ain't know if that was somebody changing their identity up. Bentley or one of them. Say, you ain't Mr. Bentley no more. You the Punisher.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was super wild.
Yeah.
That's right. There was a male prostitute named the Punisher.
The Punisher? Man. Not Mr. Bentley?
That Diddy would hire.
Like,
Oh.
Yeah.
But wow.
Like with all the other allegations that the Punisher was into that were going on. And then Mace said he never met him. But
Paige is thinking it's the guy who has the big skull on his chest in the Marvel comic books.
They ain't that Punisher. No, that back just is ripped. You know what I don't like? There's a word rappers say in a song.
Oh my God, don't go there.
Well, I'm saying like if they say it to each other, I shouldn't have to bleep it, right? As long as I don't say it.
I mean,
I feel
this is
like
a gray
this.
Area.
I don't know.
It sounds more like a black area.
It feels disrespectful.
I don't know.
Me bleeping it.
I'll tell you the funny thing. Look at Paige turning away. She knows this story. I was in line at a fast food restaurant. Obviously, this has been quite some time ago, and I was listening to a rap song or whatever. And it's on like 3 on the volume, so the person standing at the window can hear. And that person was of color. And when the certain part came on, I knew the lyric was going to be that. I turned it down. She looked at me and gave me a wink.
Oh, I thought she was going to start singing it.
Oh, no.
She just gave me a little wink. Like, she knows. I saw what you did. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you. Thank
it was fine, though, but go ahead. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That was great. My turn now, right?
It is your turn.
All right. This one's real simple to explain. This is from an international, that was his chair, international gas station. By that, I mean it looks like it is.
I've seen those underwear.
The person that's being, that's trying to purchase something is clearly a tourist. This person is sitting on a chair, has been what we would call jerry-rigged. Stay together. Now, what happens is sometimes when a chair falls, everything goes. See if you can hear. When you hear the explosion, wait for it.
That ain't real.
It is too. It's a woman sitting on that. She's behind the desk, sitting on this chair that was propped up. You could already tell it was teetering. And there's a woman standing there buying what looked to be a candy bar, some kind of protein bar, something like that.
She don't need a protein.
And she just lays it there and just walks away as this woman collapses in the floor and farts for a near 30 seconds.
Can I do it again?
Please.
That's a big one.
God,
good
man, it was
Lord.
That was coming from depths of ass.
Yes,
that is.
That's like one she had been holding, waiting on the busyness of people buying lottery
that's
tickets
like
and crap.
She bit over and let it flow.
She fell to the ground and then it just all came out.
That's when you know she's a big woman. Like that had
she
to
was.
Come from.
She had a large posterior.
Long intestines. It had to make its way out of.
Long intestines.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Listen to it get ramped up.
It's like, no, don't close it up yet. There's more. There's a little bit more.
Sucker got a second wind.
It's like she took a breath and more came out.
Oh, my God. Like,
can you do that? Like, when you're doing it, can you take a deep breath and add more to it?
No, but you can control. Like, sometimes if I do it, it sound like a...
Like different notes.
Early
like
morning, you can play it like an instrument. I know.
Like a door in a haunted house. But this sounds like a go-kart taking off.
That's like a slick track.
Like
I want to hear Mike
airplane.
Joy call that fart.
Next time Jug's in here, we're going to play fart or NASCAR sound. And we'll see if Jug can tell.
That's a great title.
That's a fart, boys. Oh, no, that was goodness. You taking off at Daytona.
That's a NASCAR sound.
All right, take us home.
All right, there's a... this is always fun. But it's
sorry, I was talking to Uber. Go ahead.
It's just a prank. This guy is riding with his dad. And his dad's got a bottle of liquor. And right when his dad takes a drink of his liquor... Old Sonny here slams on the brakes. And then the dad just kind of laid into him. That's something you don't do.
Oh, man.
You bitch. Man, what you do that for? You make me wait in my liquor now. I don't like to wait in my alcohol now, bro. You can't even keep the damn down. Come here, bully. Hey, don't do that no more.
Like,
I think that was just a laugh, a little...
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like to waste my alcohol.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from CallRob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday. That was your radio, not me talking. May 29th, happy birthday.
Suck it. Oh, Rob, being a little extra cheeky on text this morning.
I near him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's all good.
Oh, goodness.
I'll see you at the Gulches, buddy.
Oh, wow. I started that joke and forgot to go back to it. It's already moved around to several memes since. Elvis.
Nope, you know what? It is Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh.
She just she had a fight with Priscilla over Graceland. And they settled it though.
Do you know the initials?
RK. She's an actress.
I'm gonna hate it that I don't know it.
We're looking for Riley Keough. Looks like him too. You remember when somebody tried to put a fake mortgage on Graceland, saying that it was somehow mortgaged and never paid off, and they tried to collect it? I mean, come
on. It actually got through the system for a while. That's one of the big cases where they found out people were doing that, where they'd go in and just change the information. Which,
dummies? You pick Graceland to try it with?
I got to get a real-ass license to fly on the airplanes, but yet some bugaboo could come in here and freaking change the... Anyway...
The king pays his bills, baby.
Riley Keough, 28. Total guess.
27.
Oh, she's older than people think. 36.
Oh, wow.
Years old for old RK. We got some music for this chick right here.
You know, back in my day, DK stood for Dead Kennedys, not you, Donna Karen.
It's Donna Karen.
It sounds like a wrestler or a Power Ranger. Who is it?
This is...
But it is a wrestler.
It is a wrestler.
Nia Jax?
It is Nia Jax's birthday.
That's a fun game to maybe play every... maybe we play it off the air. You play a wrestler's walkout music, I try to guess.
I don't know what made me think of this, but King Latifah is probably the greatest bit ever.
Isn't that good? Freaking Tracy Morgan is King Latifah. Dang it.
King Latifah.
Freaking used that as a Facebook fussing name, and then all of a sudden it pops up on TV as a real thing.
Oh, Mulaney might be a genius. He's a cokehead, but he might be a genius.
Maybe former cokehead.
Maybe that's where he got his genius from, was drugs. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, you got to still be career driven to be a cokehead, and also not just sit there and just watch TV all day or put things apart and put them back together, tweak as they say. Nia Jax, the former supermodel. Yeah, I thought it was AI too, but she's really,
really pretty.
She got a real pretty face.
A real party.
She got connections too.
Yes, she's part of the bloodline.
Yep. I think this number might surprise you. It did me.
How old was Riley Keough?
36.
I must say she's 40.
All right. 46.
Oh, God.
You don't watch wrestling, do you? No. That's why I knew I didn't like you. You don't watch wrestling.
I'm sorry.
41 years old.
Oh. Lordy, Lordy, she was 40 last year.
Let's play. This music's coming back next year when the NBA goes to NBC.
So it's probably not just going to be Tesh himself.
Yeah, he's redoing it.
Yeah, but I mean, in relation to whose birthday it is today?
Oh, no, it's a basketball player.
Okay. What decade? We'll whittle it down that way.
This might give it away. He won a national championship at Syracuse in 2003.
Curry.
No.
Oh, God. I don't know college basketball.
He was drafted by the Denver Nuggets. He became a New York Knick later in his career, his home team.
Give me the initials.
C.A. His son is about to go to Syracuse to play, actually. His wife at the time was an MTV VJ.
Oh, God.
And her name was Lala.
I know. Craig Anthony.
Oh, you got the last. Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo, God.
His son, Cayenne, is going to Syracuse.
Cayenne.
Looks like his mama. Lord.
Does he have a little daughter named Sage?
It's a pepper.
They should have named him Anthony.
Girl looking good in her bikini. She on Scoville level.
Scoville's, God dang it. What is a Scoville?
I don't know. Have you ever had a Julius pepper in your mouth?
Oh, nope.
Mm-mm.
These things will burn you.
Shout out to his cousin, Kevin. What's up?
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Our coach, one of our old high school coach, Coach Peppers. Yep, the same family.
Does he have any Latino cousins? Like, is there a jalapeno peppers?
God dang it.
I don't know.
Whatever you say.
46. Oh,
she don't want to guess. Carmelo is also 41 years old.
Oh.
CP3, LeBron, that whole clique, man. They're buddies.
I can tell you college football for NBA players, but I can't tell you college basketball you know what I meant.
It's tough with some of them.
Spice Girls.
Which one?
Ginger.
Nope.
Sporty.
Nope.
Posh.
Nope.
Scary.
Scary.
Damn.
Mel B, who also had one of Eddie Murphy's kids.
She did.
He's got 10 of them. She got one of them. Donkey's got a lot of kids. Got a lot of babies running around.
That's more of a Revenge of the Nerds than it was Eddie Murphy.
It was a Dr. Green laugh from
Hercules.
Dang it.
What do you think, Paige? 52?
I love Hercules.
She's on America's Got Talent or one of those shows.
Yeah.
53.
It's a big one for Mel B.
50.
Even 50 years old. If you finna be my lover, you finna get with
Did
my
you ever, friends. Like, sexually think about any of the Spice Girls?
Every day.
Oh, yeah. Everybody liked Jerry because, you know, she was pretty stacked up top. What was her Spice name?
Ginger.
Is that Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
That's the one everybody likes.
I liked Baby, the blonde.
Oh, well, there were rumors that she might be a man. Kinda...
Oh, no.
Back in the day.
You're thinking of Babyface.
He is a man.
Oh, he is.
You know what? This name came up earlier. No theme song for this guy. But famous comedian. He started out doing Taco Bell commercials. Went on to have
Little Dog.
He went on to have a Comedy Central show full of clips.
Tosh.
It is Tosh's birthday.
Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel Tosh. Tosh.0. What's his show?
Oh, wow.
Big Tosh. That was a ZZ Top song, too.
That was Tosh.
I'll say 52.
Is it a big one?
It is a big one.
50.
He is also 50, Daniel Tosh.
Well, poo.
I don't have to, but feel free if you need to.
Yeah. He went at 920.
Oh, he did.
These boys are about to go on tour, but they said no new music. Not going to happen.
Liam.
Noel.
Damn, I had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Noel's birthday.
Noel.
It's not Noel.
They're not twins, right?
I'll say.
Are they kind of are? Are they?
Are they?
No.
What I'll about say, Nelson? Were I'll they say twins?
58.
56. Paige nailed it.
I know. 58. I should just go with any musician. I should get it on that.
58 damn years old.
Even if it's big horizontal. Tootie.
We've been playing this a lot. Nope. Not Tootie. Tootie just had a birthday.
Nancy McKeon.
Nope. She got one first, I think.
Mindy Cohen. No, you already said that.
Nope, already had hers.
Blau.
It is Blair's birthday.
Blau.
Lisa Welchel.
How is she?
Lisa Welchel has got to be, man, I was drawn toward the bitch rich girls on TV. I liked her. I liked Clueless Girl.
You a rich bitch.
Alicia Silvers.
Oh, yeah, but that was good.
You know, when I was a kid, it was the Silversteins. But now, the Mandela effect, it's the Silverstones. All right, I'll not do that one again in the future. I'm going to say 57, like your sauce.
Sauce. 62 years old. Life. And we got one more for you.
Okay.
This is the ultimate. You know, when she played this on stage, they were just going to fill it backstage.
Yeah, it was two, not on. Let's see.
She was going to get more clam than a seafood buffet.
You know, is it true her fan base were called the Militia Etheridge?
Actually, yeah, they were.
I thought so. I love that.
So that's when you tried to be funny and actually worked out into a real fight.
Dude, I know. I did it for I did it for down the hall, remember? I made that all that kind of funny little joke to the boss in a meeting, and next thing you know, listeners are being called terrorists. Interesting. Interesting.
I'll just leave it to me. People.
I gave Chick-fil-A the cow idea. I did. I did. Bill Tyler and Greer will tell you.
Bill will tell you.
I was doing it as a move against Fuddruckers because they just came, you know, and bought up near where our Chick-fil-A was. I was like, we need to get cows out there telling people to come eat our chicken. And the next thing
you know, the rest is history.
And I also said, you know what? I don't want to work on Sundays. And then what do you know?
That was your idea?
No, they already did that. They did that one. When it was a dwarf house or whatever it's called. Oh.
She's 64.
Any heavenly? Yeah, screw her. How? Any heavenlies?
Yeah, JFK would have been 108 years old today.
Oh,
man. Yeah, would have been old, eh?
All right.
And Bob Hope would have been 122.
Jeez.
I think he was when in the 90s.
You know what?
King of the variety specials.
One of the most, it's not worth much, but one of the most fun little cards to have to add to your, not an investment portfolio, but just fun to glance at every once in a while. He sued for it, but during the O.J. trial, they made a card set of O.J. Simpson. Various pictures and stuff, golfing, Heisman, all this stuff. And there's two cards of him with Bob Hope in that set. And Bob Hope was his estate. I think he was already dead, but they, like, sued. Like, get this out of there. We don't want him being photographed with a killer.
The picture of O.J. and Bill Clinton from a golf course autographed by Bill with a personalized note. That went for a lot of money in his auction.
It's like the Bill Cosby Clemson Tigers card.
There's a George Burns like that, too. I got that one.
George Bush.
It was George Burns.
You voted for George Burns.
He's in the Bevin card.
It was
I got
George
it.
Bush.
I got it.
I swear to God.
I'm telling you, George Burns.
I know
Burns.
More about cards than you. It's okay.
I know who George Burns is, and I got
George
the card.
George Burns was God.
You're and thinking Uncle Milty and his hog.
You look it up right now. The card is called National Champions, and Bush is there wearing one of those satin Clemson jackets. And the Bill Cosby card is called Homecoming because he was speaking at it. I wasn't flipping you off. I was moving my glasses. Yeah. I swear to
you. Yeah, just
did
like
that. Did he get a fight?
Just like Frank Thomas wasn't flipping off the camera either, was he?
No, he's just putting on his eye black, which is ironic. Tomorrow is Friday. An FOF line tease, taste.
I got you right here. Hang on a second. Let me turn this damn thing off so you hear.
Chill out on the horns page.
You short motherfucker sitting in your damn high chair. You so f***ing short. You short piece of motherfucking shit. Get some damn used cars and leave a f***ing on me, f***ing bastard.
Well, you should see him when he's standing on his wallet.
I'll tell you, that call is short. And to the point.
Yeah, I mean, you knew that he bought a lemon, sounds like.
He started off yelling immediately.
Yeah. You know, Napoleon wasn't all that short.
Some people say he never existed. So.
Well, I think I was the one who said that, but I said the ice cream they named after him is proof. Folks, get today's podcast, would you?
Butter pecan.
After you listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or Spotify or Google or whatever you get podcasts, then call the FOF line, 864-241-4318. And again, remind you, tomorrow is Friday, and you can join Boy and myself.
Yes,
boy
sir.
And man boy, and boy.
Man, boy.
We will be at the Hub City Spartan Burgers game starting at 5.
Fifth Third Park.
So come out and join us, and Fat Boy will be doing photo opportunities.
They got the burger bar. You can put Apple Jacks on your burger. Fireworks after the game.
He will take pictures for you and your family. He will not be in them. Have a great day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Fat baby back.
Here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.